Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me on YouTube by typing in Mark Parham. You can follow me on Rumble by typing in Mark Parham. And then also you can find me on Spotify by typing in Mark Parham Podcast, and I should pop up. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this whole, and I still keep on seeing the argument online and in the media about genders and male and female and someone being transgender and just all this crazy stuff. And I think you can be binary and, you know, all this these made up terms. People need to realize that there are only two genders. Male, you're either a male or you're either a male or female. And, you know, the way the media tries to make things sound, even the White House, you know, when they sit up and, oh, this is we want trans people to be seen and all this other stuff. No, somebody's not trans. If you really think about it, you're a male that got rid of your penis. That's basically what it is. And so to sit up here and, you know, we make up all these terms and somebody can say, oh, I'm binary and I'm this and I'm that, you know, just a lot of hocus pocus that doesn't make sense. And if you really look at the media plays a huge part in this, because a lot of these media companies, they're the ones that are promoting this, a lot of this ideology. A lot of these media companies are putting, you know, this type of thinking into cartoons, into movies and stuff like that. I mean, you can now, I mean, if you watch the Cooking Channel, you have people who are coming out as gay. I mean, I was even looking at some of the talk shows. You have men wearing dresses. You have, you know, just it's a bunch of it's weird stuff. And I mean, the NBA, it was a big story. Well, it wasn't a big story, but there was a player who, you know, was showing off his fingernail polish. I mean, that's where we're at right now. We're at a place where, I mean, we have athletes that are normally thought to be hyper-masculine and strong and tough wearing fingernail polish. And this was a star. I think he's in college or he's in the NBA, something like that. But even in the NBA, look at people like Dwayne Wade, where Dwayne Wade, they were doing a ceremony with him and he has fingernail polish on his nails. And so a lot of these media companies, these liberal media companies, they're trying to normalize degenerate behavior. They're trying to basically say, oh, you know what, it's stylish to be a guy putting fingernail polish on your fingers. You know, it's cool to wear a dress. And, you know, they're trying to get people in pop culture to paint their nails, to wear dresses. And, you know, I've even seen it in the rap community, where you have rappers that are going on red car. I think it was Kid Cudi. Kid Cudi was wearing a dress, you know, having performing. And even I saw a red carpet photo where he was wearing a dress. And so, you know, if you can get people in the music industry to promote this stuff, then their whole goal is to, you know, use popular people. So people say, oh, you know what, this is cool. This is normal. And it's not normal. And it's hurting society. It, you know, it's sad when you have women acting like men and men acting like women. I mean, I grew up in a household where I had a real father, a real mother. But now you see images and they put these images out there, and these images are very popular because social media companies and media companies like to put things like this front and center. But images of, it looked like an interracial gay couple where the guy's kissing a man and they had a family together, and just a lot of weird stuff. And you're seeing it more and more, and there's a reason why. A lot of these people are getting funded by organizations, by groups, by billionaires, and it is what it is. Even if you look at YouTube, look at the people they promote. Look at the stories and look at the images and videos they promote. If there's some guy on there, some black guy who's painting his fingernails, that mess will go all through the trending pages. You know, the algorithm will pick it up, and that person will be a star on social media. Now, if you come on there talking about politics, they're ready to shut you down. Even sometimes when I look at people who want to talk about serious issues, some of these social media companies will take the video down, take away their monetization, and they might just be talking about, you know, a war, or they might be talking about something with a president. Oh, it's automatically taken down if it's something that doesn't fit the narrative. But if it's content where you're promoting queer identity and all this stuff that's, gay, they don't mind. And so that's the world we're living in. It's sad. I think that a lot of men are seeing this and they're pushing back, and I'm happy. A lot of men are looking at this and they're saying, no, I don't want to represent, or I don't want to be a part of promoting this type of stuff. And you're seeing people who are creating podcasts, you're seeing people create their own content to push back on this stuff. Because, again, we can't, as normal thinking people, let liberals control the narrative. And that's what they always try to do. They always try to use those shaming tactics. Well, if you're not for trans rights, or you're not for queer identity, then you're racist and you're homophobic and all this other stuff. And they always like to play that word salad with people and make people feel guilty and shame folks. And I'm glad that people are pushing back on it and speaking their minds and saying, you know what, I don't promote that stuff. I don't identify with it and I don't like it. And I'm so happy. And it's the same thing some of the black women are doing with the Democrat Party. When a black man comes out and says, oh, well, I don't support the Democrats, or I think that Donald Trump is, doing a great job here, or I agree with them over here about this issue on the economy or war, they always come out and say, oh, well, you're not a part of the community and you're a sellout and all this other stuff. And those shaming tactics aren't working. And every year they always put out black women to tell black men, no, you can't vote for Donald Trump. He's bad. He's going to return us to slavery. Just stupid stuff out in the day. And if you really think about it, we've supported Democrats all these years, and what have they done for the black community? But lock more people up. The cities are unsafe. Families are broken apart. And so, what are we protecting? And so again, it's just the state of the world right now. And I'm so happy to see people push back. I'm so happy to see black men push back, white men push back, Asian men push back. I mean, and I'm so happy because you can't just let people create narratives for you. You can't just let people sit up there and define you and tell you who you are and who you aren't. And a lot of the times that's what they do. They use shaming tactics. And I'm so happy the shaming tactics are not working. And then, you look up and some of these same folks that are out here pushing these agendas and stuff, do a little bit of research and you look at their past, and a lot of it, so some of these folks, if I'm not even going to get into it, but some of these folks, if you look up, what they've done in their past is not the best stuff. I mean, some of these folks have done some pretty evil stuff in their past, the ones that are telling you what to do. And so again, push back on this stuff. If you see content out there that's promoting this ideology, I don't know, make a video. You never know. It might go viral, it might not, but at least you'll, impact one person's life, because it's very harmful what these media companies are out here pushing and promoting. And again, it's not just the media companies. It's folks in music, it's folks in entertainment, it's all across the board. They're trying to push an agenda that's going to hurt families and mess up America. I mean, America was built on mothers being in the home and fathers being in the home, males being in the home, females being in the home. And to sit up and promote these theories where you're going to have somebody cook breakfast, a father cook breakfast in the morning wearing a skirt, and he has two male sons with him, and all this other crazy imagery and stuff, is it's insane. So again, if you have a voice, if you have a video camera, push back on this stuff, make some content, and you might save a life, or you might, save this country or save a family. I mean, that's how bad things are getting. So again, let me know how you feel in the comment section. Also, please follow me, and please give this podcast a like if you don't mind. Thank you.